friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Could the red heifers in Israel be a signal of the end times? Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Five red heifers delivered to Israel have left many wondering if this could all be a part of a biblical prophecy signaling a start to the end times. The five heifers in Israel arrived from a Christian rancher in Texas after Jewish rabbis approved the animals as red in color and unblemished. And this is no small feat. In order to be truly considered a red heifer, only two or fewer hairs on the animal's entire body can fall outside of the red color. Any more than two off-colored hairs, and the rabbis will disqualify the heifer entirely. The cows have been inspected by rabbis and were found to be red and unblemished, which means they are ritually pure for sacrifice as stipulated under the law of Moses, stated reports. In order for someone following Mosaic law to become ritually pure, the ashes of a red heifer are required, according to the book of Numbers. In Numbers 19, God told Moses to attain a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under a yoke. The instruction continued, telling the priest to have the heifer taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. So, according to the Mosaic law regarding biblical red heifers, the red unblemished cattle delivered to Israel meet the two requirements for sacrifice. But why is this important? According to the Bible, one day there will again be a temple of God in Jerusalem, Ezekiel chapters 41-45. And the red calf is a major part of the rebuilding of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. A red calf born meeting certain qualifications will need to be sacrificed to purify the temple in order to satisfy Old Testament law. Christian belief is that a sign preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ will be the completion of the third temple. But then, once completed, a red heifer will be needed to sacrifice to purify the temple. So, while the third temple doesn't currently exist, some feel the red heifers in Israel may signal it is on the way. If the temple was to be rebuilt, or if it comes down from the heavens as others believe, the red heifers in Israel provide the sacrifice required in fulfilling the end times prophecy. The Jewish community in Israel certainly met the red heifers with excitement, but the pro-Israel Christian website, theisraelguys.com, also found significance in their arrival. It's incredible that several red heifers have been brought to Israel and could potentially be used in the reinstatement of the temple services in the near future, the website said. At the same time, as believers in the Bible and God's prophetic plan for Jerusalem, we first have to care about and advocate for the place where God chose to place his name, and where he said a house would one day be restored as a house of prayer for all nations. Isaiah 56:7. Is God laying the groundwork for the return of his Son? Only our Heavenly Father knows the timing. But the arrival of the red heifers in Israel is a reminder that Jesus' second coming could occur at any time. And this is all the more reason to rejoice, because God promises our true home is in heaven with him. Star of Happy Days posts support for wife getting scanned for brain tumors. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When actor Scott Baio, a star of Happy Days, appeared on the show way back in the 1970s, he played the likable character Chachi Arcola, the youngest cousin of the Fonz. While Scott Baio continues to act and direct, his most important role these days is a real-life family man and husband-to-wife, Renee Sloan. Recently, Renee and Scott posted on Twitter about Renee's MRI for annual brain tumor scans. Doctors diagnosed Scott Baio's wife, Renee, in 2015 with a meningioma brain tumor. Before that, she suffered for nearly 2 years from migraines and cluster headaches. Like many other women, doctors initially cited hormone changes as the culprit since she was over 40 and nearing menopause. Renee told People at the time, "I want to bring awareness to this. Unfortunately, a lot of women aren't given this explanation, and they need to get checked out. An MRI did not pick up the tumor, but an MRI with contrast spotted it. That desire to help inform the public about this type of tumor, which strikes 6,500 people, primarily women, each year, is what drives actor Scott Baio and his wife Renee to speak openly about Renee's health trials and ongoing efforts to stay healthy. Just as the two asked for prayers at the time of Renee's diagnosis, they shared insights and encouragement to help others who may be suffering today. Renee stated, "God does not challenge weak people. He has laid this upon me, and I'm not going to question it. If I can save one person along the way, I'm okay." Of course, Renee's initial post showing her 2022 annual test and Scott's retweet of the same were well received. Fans expressed continued support and appreciation for Scott and Renee, whom he called my bride in his post. Offering good wishes and prayers, the vast majority received the information just as it was meant, without criticism. But as always, there is someone who responds negatively. One individual commented, "The radiation from the skin is going to cause cancer. What foolish behavior." To this, Scott responded back with facts on the matter. "Mr. Baio, we liked you as Chachi, and we like you even more as you care for Renee and do your part to help others stay informed and healthy as well. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers." Philemon 1:4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.